The 2016 St. Louis Brewers Guild Heritage Festival is going to be down on the riverfront for the first time this year. So it is along the newly renovated Lenore K. Sullivan Boulevard at the base of the arch grounds between the grounds and the river.
Most of us haven't had a chance really to check that out since they've been doing that. I presume you've gone down and scoped out the location. What do you think?
It looks beautiful. It looks beautiful. And they're just finishing things up on Lenore K. Sullivan as we speak. So we really came down to the wire, though. They were still pouring some cement last week. So that's looking great. The rest of the arch grounds won't be done until this fall.
Shrika, for people who have heard about this event for years but have never gone, and this year they're finally going to make it, what's your best tip or two for first-timers at the Brewers Heritage Festival?
Well, I'd say if it's your first time coming to the event, for starters, if you can take public transportation, I would definitely recommend that. The entrance to our festival grounds, about a minute and a half walk from the Metrolink stop at Laclede's Landing. So that's a pro tip. I definitely encourage people to find safe ride share, get a designated driver. But for folks coming down, we've got two sessions. We've got an afternoon and an evening. The evening is going to finish off with a fireworks display, which will be very cool.
Yes.
But we're going to have over 40 local breweries pouring samples, as well as a number of local homebrew clubs pouring samples as well. And it's unlimited with your tickets. So as long as you're being responsible, it's you can try as many of the beers as you want. All told, there'll be a couple hundred different beer styles there.
Well, sometimes when people say, oh, I can drink as much as I want to, I think we should point out that the object is not necessarily quantity, but quality. You want to try a lot of different kinds of beers.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a beer festival, but it's a sampling festival. So everyone who comes with their ticket, they get a really cool commemorative tasting glass. But then all the different breweries, they're not pouring full pints. They're pouring little 4-ounce samples.
Right.
So you have the chance to try a whole bunch of different stuff, and then hopefully you're also enjoying a little bit of water and some food. We'll have some great local food trucks and food vendors there as well. But yeah, it's a great opportunity to try a whole bunch of different stuff.
That would be another piece of advice for me is eat something either before you get there or when you get there. And offhand, can you mention some of the folks who are going to be serving food?
Yeah. So Salt and Smoke is actually going to get there the day before, and they're going to set up, and they're going to be smoking meat overnight.
Oh, my God.
So Salt and Smoke will be there. We will also have Companion with Pretzels. Ice is Plain and Fancy is going to be doing liquid nitrogen ice cream. Food trucks, we have Completely Sauced. We have Frankly Sausages. We have Gorilla Street Food.
When you're at a beer festival and you're sampling all these many different kinds, and you mentioned y'all will have 200 styles of beer, how do you remember when you're done, oh, I really enjoyed this one and this one? Not so much.
Yeah. Well, I would encourage anybody if they really want to try to remember everything they did, take notes. Take notes while you're there. Everyone will get a little festival guide. I would encourage you to do that. That being said, though, all of the breweries will be set up with their own footprint at the festival. And so your festival guide will let you know where each brewery is. They'll be arranged alphabetically down Lenore K. Sullivan. And so I think what is going to be really exciting for folks will be less about seeking out individual beer styles and more about an opportunity to just go experience the breweries themselves. So you'll be able to say, okay, I want to go try something from that new one, Rockwell, or I want to go to Four Hands. Everyone, when you visit them, they'll have signage up of the different beer styles they've got. But this is a really amazing opportunity to just go try anything from the over 40 different local breweries.
And to get outside of your comfort zone, and I don't know about you, but I find that my tastes actually change a little bit over the years. I used to really not enjoy IPAs at all, and now I do. How about you?
I bounce around a lot, and what I've learned with a lot of the beer drinkers today is they're not monogamous. They like to try different things. So coming to an event like this is a tremendous opportunity. There will be everything there from cool traditional light lagers to big hoppy bitter IPAs to crazy collaboration brews between the different breweries, fruit beers, you name it. There will be something there for everybody. everybody, and most likely a lot of something for everybody.
And if you have something that you don't like, you can just spit it out and pour it out. It's not like it's not like you're buying a whole case.
No, they're just little 4-ounce samplers, and we have what we call dump buckets.
Yeah.
So if you don't like something, just pour it out and grab something else.
How's the ticket situation? Is this an event that sells out frequently, or can we expect to be able to walk up and buy tickets?
So, in the past, this event has not sold out. There has always been tickets available for day of. Things are looking a little different this year, and I think it's because people are really excited about the move to the riverfront. So we've got two sessions during the day, and our afternoon session is about 200 tickets away from selling out.
Oh, wow.
So I'm assuming both sessions are going to be sold out in time for the event. So I would absolutely encourage people to go online, buy tickets in advance, not to mention if you wait to the day of, the ticket price goes up again.
And the website is?
If you want to get tickets for Heritage Festival, visit www.stlbg.com/heritage.
Gotcha. Well, to me, when you have an event like this, for you guys who are putting it on, buying tickets in advance, it's kind of like when you're invited to a party and you RSVP. It's the proper... No, it is. It's the proper thing to do, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And you're not going to want to miss this. I mean, if this is the first one that's going to sell out, it's also the first big event, really, to happen down on the riverfront. It's also our 10th anniversary, and 2016 sees, for the first time historically, the most breweries ever operating in our city at one time. Previously, pre-prohibition, we just barely hit above 40. This is the first year we've surpassed that. So there's a lot to celebrate this year. And again, we're going to finish it off with a fireworks display next to the Eads Bridge, underneath the arch on the Mississippi River.
I think you'd probably have to go back to the days when they... when they stored beer in caves, and no, really under the city, when there were as many breweries as we have now.
Absolutely, absolutely. St. Louis is historically a beer town. Brewing great beers in our DNA, and that's I mean, the beer barons and the breweries that started, you know, sort of in the golden age around the 1880s, that is what this city was built on. They were using the caves under the city to lager beer. They were cutting out giant blocks of ice on the frozen Mississippi River.
Right.
But that's who we are, and it's who we've always been. And so our beer scene currently is incredible. And I would put it up against any other beer scene of any other city in the country. But what we have that they don't have is this incredibly rich history and connection to our past.
Well, good. Hey, thanks for the time, and I'm sure it'll be a great event.
Absolutely. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. Thank you.